Marco Antonio is trying to attract customers and get into the festive spirit. He hopes to sell his robots with some divine intervention.
Sales are very low. They've gone down, but with God's blessing, everything is possible.
Lima's Chamber of Commerce says Christmas sales are down 33%. It's a blow to the economy in the biggest shopping season of the year. Many people blame the wave of protests that spread across Peru after the impeachment and arrest of former President Pedro Castillo. A day before Christmas, Diane Fuentes says she hasn't sold any of her knitwear designs.
Sales have been very low in the past few weeks because of the coup. Prices have gone up. The economy is very bad, and so are sales.
Political and social turmoil have dampened festivities. Highway blockades caused transport costs to increase, and many stores closed during the unrest.
There has been a lot of uncertainty and fear. People don't go out to shop. We had to close the doors because of people who wanted to loot.
Nicolás Barriga shut his store. As a result, he says sales are 40% lower than they were last year.
Analysts say the feeling of instability refrains consumers from buying too many products. People prefer to buy food and keep their savings untouched.
The COVID-19 pandemic left nearly 4 million people without a job. The Association of Small Businesses says former President Pedro Castillo didn't implement any support measures. And now they've lost more than $500 million in Christmas sales. Business owners are calling for urgent assistance. They want President Dina Boluarte to focus on a contingency plan to counter their losses. For now, most of the protests have quietened down. For the deeply religious country, it is a break and an opportunity to celebrate. Mariana Sanchez, Al Jazeera, Lima.